So let's continue Be'ezat Hashem in this tshuva in Yechavedat that is the halachot of Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat. We are up to halacha yud on page Resh Ayin Zayin. Mutar le'echol matzah mevushelet be'erev Pesach. Still on the topic of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, which we are not allowed to do, as we saw, it's a Yerushalmi in Masechet Pesachim. However, matzah mevushelet, a cooked matzah, let's say you took a matzah and you immersed it in hot soup, let's say Kli Rishon. So you cooked the matzah. You are allowed to eat such a matzah. Why is that? Shehoil ve'en yotzim yedei chovat achilat matzah belel pesach ve'matzah shenitbashla. Since this matzah has been now disqualified from being used for the mitzvah of the night of the Seder, if a person eats matzah mevushelet, he is not yotzei yedei chovat. What's the reason for that? Ho'il ve'en bata mitzvah, because we need that you should have, the matzah should have its taste. And the taste of the matzah is gone when it is cooked. So that's why you're not yotze. Kamivu'ar b'psachim mem alef, that's a gemara. In psachim mem alef, brachot lamed chet, ubetu b'shulchan aruch siman tafsamich alef siv daled. Lefichach, therefore, since this is a type of matzah now, that you cannot be yotzei yedei chova with, and isu b'achilata b'erev Pesach. So mimela, there's no isu to eat it on Erev Pesach. Ukedin matzah shira, just like we said in regards to matzah shira, the rich matzah, the one that's made with wine or fruit juice. What's the reason you can eat it on Erev Pesach? Because it's not the type of matzah that you can be yotzei with on the night of Pesach. V'yesh cholkim v'sovrim. Now, there are some poskim that argue, and they have a svara to say otherwise. Shehoil v'chal aleha isur be'oda matzah afuya, since at one point it had the isur on it, when it was still just a regular baked matzah. Af al pi shenitbashla, so even though you took that matzah and cooked it, lo paka me'aleha isur achila me'erev Pesach. You did not remove from it the isur of eating it on Erev Pesach by cooking it. You didn't remove it. Once the isur is latched onto the matzah, it stays on it. You can't change it. So therefore, there are some poskim that hold that even matzah mevushelet, you would not be able to eat on Erev Pesach. However, Rav Ovadia says, v'ha'ikar kede'a rishona lehatir. The halakha is like the first opinion, that it's mutar, as we'll see soon in the Mekorot. And ve'af ledivrei acholkim, and even according to the second opinion that we just mentioned, kol shenitbashla lifnei Erev Pesach, if it was cooked before Erev Pesach came, such as in our case, kegon benidon shelanu, like in our case, shechal Erev Pesach b'Shabbat. So obviously, if you're going to use matzah mevushelet on Erev Pesach, that's Shabbat, has to be that bishel ha-matzah me'erev Shabbat, you cooked it before. So even according to those who argue, en isur klal be'achilata be'erev Pesach. So then, it did not even have a moment that the isur went on it. You cooked it already before Erev Pesach. You didn't give it a chance to become asur on Erev Pesach. And therefore, in that case, you would be allowed to eat it according to everyone, says Rav Ovadia, on Erev Pesach. Vehu adin ematzah metugenet, the same applies to a fried matzah, you fry it in oil or an egg, shemuteret be'achila be'erev Pesach, you would be allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. Now, based on this halacha that Rav Ovadia just told us, he gives us etza tova be'inyan seudat leil Shabbat v'yom tov. Rav Ovadia gives a nice piece of advice here. He gives a good idea what to do in regards to the seuda of Lel Shabbat and the morning of Shabbat on such a special day, which is Erev Pesach. He says, Le'or he'amur, based on what we just said, that matzah mevushelet and matzah metugenet is mutar, you're allowed to have it. Yeshna etza tova lekol mi shirtze bekach. Here's a good idea for anyone who would like to take it, he says. כדי שלא יצטרך להשאיר חמץ בביתו בשבת, if you don't want to leave any chametz in your home going into the Shabbat, some people are very uncomfortable doing that. I told someone yesterday, why don't you just have some pita? You know, it doesn't make too many crumbs for Friday night. And for, he looked at me like no. Okay, so Rav Ovadia says, I have a good idea for you. You don't want to have any chametz? All right. Because he's scared that it'll come to some problem because of the crumbs that stay from the seuda. Especially, you understand, he says in parentheses, especially when you have a household with many young little children, that there's a chashash that they're going to, you know, with little kids, you never know. If you're going to have chametz around, they might spread it and then. And now go find it. So some people would like a better idea. They don't want to have chametz around. Another thing, people want to put away their chametz utensils, you know, for already before Shabbat. They don't want to have it hanging around, going into Shabbat. She'en efsharut lenakotam b'Shabbat le'adicham karaui. She'en Shabbat mechin l'chol. After all, there's not much you can do to wash them or to clean them on Shabbat, because that's doing the dishes on Shabbat for the purpose of chol, which is not allowed. So the dirty utensils are going to stay around in the house like a stone that you can't turn around. Ad motzei yom tov shel Pesach, until motzei yom tov. So because of all this inconveniences that we just mentioned, so Rav Ovadia, with his loving heart for the Jewish people, he gives a good idea. Lefichach, tov ve'nachon ninhog leva'er chametz mikol v'chol be'erev Shabbat. All right, he says, you know what? Get rid of all the chametz from Friday. Lebilti hashir lo sarid, lebilti hishir lo sarid klal ve'ikar. Just love the way Rav Ovadia uses psukim in his regular talk, not to leave over any remnant of chametz at all. Le'atznia b'makom miyuchad kol kelei chametz le'achar adachatam u'shtifatam be'erev Shabbat karaoi, and to store away all the kelei chametz after washing them and rinsing them on Friday. U'lishtamesh b'Shabbat ach v'rak b'kelim aksherim v'miyuchadim le'Pesach, and on Shabbat to use only Pesach utensils. U'betavshilim u'ma'achalim aksherim le'Pesach, and all the cooked dishes that you may eat on Shabbat also will be from food that is kasher lePesach. Now, how will you be mikayem the mitzvah of Seudot Shabbat? You have to have bread. Mikayem mitzvah Seudot Shabbat b'matzah mevushelet b'toch marak shel basar o shel of. Use this aforementioned cooked matzah, that you cooked it in soup, meat soup or chicken soup, be'ofen shekaze. Now he's, Rav Ovadia now is giving you, like he's being like a chef now. He's going to tell you how to do it. She'le'achar she'nitbashel ha'tafshil, after you cooked the tafshil, the soup, let's say, yoridenu me'al ha'esh, remove the pot from the fire, u'be'od ha'tafshil she'basir cham, and while the soup is still hot to the degree of yatzoledet bo, off the fire, of course, yiten beze acharze betoch atavshil kama rekike matzot kede tzorcho. Put in a few matzot, one after another, as much as you need. Beofen shehamatza safga hetev ta'am atavshil. Now you know that the matzah absorbed the taste of the chicken soup or meat soup, whatever it may be. Ve'az yuchal lekayem ba mitzvah shalosh seudot. And then you can be fulfilling the mitzvah of shalosh seudot. Ve'tov shelo yotzi et rekikei ha'matzot mitoch hasir ad sheitznanen ha'tavshil. And he gives another good idea. Don't remove the matzot from the soup until the soup cools down. Then you can take out the matzah in as complete, meaning if you shelotit porer betoch hamarak, so that it won't be crumbed and pieced in the marak, because if you remove it when it's still hot, it'll come apart. If you wait till it cools down, you could take out the matzah and it will be whole. Sheyehiyeh efshar livtzoa ota b'shabbat ulevarech aleha motzi uberkat hamazon. You'll be able, here you don't have to resort to, let's say, matzah shira, you'll have to do mezonot. Right? So what are you going to do? Here you can actually say hamotzi and berkat hamazon on this matzah mevusheret. Kevan shenishar aleha tzurat pat. Since you have, as the Gemara in Brachot explains, you still have the tzura, you still have the shape of bread on it, and therefore you can say amotzi. Now there's a little problem here that we can inject. We can ask lechaura, based on what the minhag of the Sfaradim all year long is to say mezonot on matzot. So how are you going to say motzi? How are you going to say hamotzi on it? Our minhag is to say mezonot. What are you going to tell me? This is the only bread that we have right now? No, it's not. You're in a time that you could still eat pita. You could eat real bread. Unless Rav Ovadia will tell you, since you got rid, in actuality, you got rid of all the chametz, so b'mitziyut, in reality, you have no other bread to eat but this. So then even according to the minhag of Sfaradim that normally say mezonot, right now this is your bread because you have no other choice. Although halachically you would have the choice, you can go to your neighbor and get pita, because it's still allowed, but since in your house it's all gone, maybe that's the reason Rav Ovadia says that you would be able to say amotzi. This he'ara that I just said, the Sefer Otzar Piskei Moadim of Rabbi Peretz from Mexico, he asks this on this etza of Rav Ovadia. But maybe what I answered, maybe it's possible to say, even though it's a time that's mutar in chametz, but in his house there is no chametz anymore, so he would have to say, so he would be able to say amotzi on such matzah. V'chein u'adin shiyuchal etagna b'shemen, and so the same thing applies that he would be able to fry the matzah in oil. V'yeh efshar lekayem ba'seudot Shabbat, and you can do all the seudot of Shabbat, even seudah shlishit, with this. Ve'im yirtzeh yuchal b'lel Shabbat lis'od af al matzah regila. If you want, he says, Friday night, you can even you can actually use regular matzah without cooking or frying it. Ho'ilu b'lel yudalet en isur klal be'achilat matzah. Since we established, if you remember yesterday, we said that the halacha is that the isur of eating matzah does not begin until the morning of Erev Pesach, not on the night. Kvamu le'en. Ubiyom Shabbat, on the day of Shabbat, yikayem seudah shachrit, v'chen seudah shlishit, b'matzah mevusheret o metugenet. And by the way, if this is what you're doing, which means you're getting rid of all the chametz already from Friday, so then your bitul also should be done on Friday. No bitul on Shabbat, because you don't have anything left on Shabbat. So then you would have to do the bitul on Friday, he says here in brackets. So this leads also to the inyan of Seudah Shlishit, that you would be, it would take care of the inyan of Seudah Shlishit also, you would be able to do it on Hamotzi and say Berkat Hamazon. Okay, let's see a little bit there's a lot to talk about here. Let's see what he says. Go back to page Resh Ayin Chet in footnote Yud. Yes. Let's see what he says in footnote Yud. Heter achilat matzah mevushelet be'erev Pesach. First of all, the fact that you're allowed to have matzah mevushelet on erev Pesach, lichaora nir'eh baru. I mean, lichaora, it's a clear cut din. Al pi divrei poskim anal sheitiru achilat matzah shira be'erev Pesach, based on the poskim that allowed to eat the rich matzah on erev Pesach. Reason being, kivan she'en yotzim ba'yedei chova b'erev Pesach, because you can't use it for the matzah of Leil HaSeder. Ukemo shekatav gamken b'shut harivash, as the Rivash writes in Siman Tav Bet, shehatam shematzah shira muteret b'erev Pesach, the reason why it's mutar, mishum dema she'amru ba'Yerushalmi kol ha'ochel matzah b'erev Pesach, kilu bo'el arusato bevet chamiv, lo shayach b'matzah shira. That whole isur of the Yerushalmi is not shayach, doesn't apply to matzah shira. So you can't say this matzah is your arusa because you're not going to be able to have it on Lel Pesach. You're not yotze with it Lel Pesach. The Rivash says, you're not going to marry it on the night of Pesach. Of course, using the mashal of Arusa, right? Because marrying it means you'll be able to yotze with it on Lel Seder. But the Matzah Ashira, you can't. Shezeu liyot yotze by Yedechova. So, vehu adin vehu atam. So, you could apply the same reason legabe matzah mevushelet to the cooked matzah sheino yotze by Yedechova tol belel Pesach mutar beachilata bere Pesach tehat talia beha. Because one depends on the other. If you're yotze with it, you're asur to eat it the whole day. If you're not yotze with it at night, then you're mutar to eat it all day. וכן כתב המגן אברהם בשם מהריל, וכן כתב חוק יעקב. So it seems to be פשוט. אולם, however, בשאלות ותשובות בית דוד, one of the great Sephardic אחרונים, the בית דוד, חלק אורחיים, סימן רש ממזיין, העלה לאסור אכילת מצה שנתבשלה בערב פסח, מכיוון שחל עליה השם איסור. He is the one who comes up with the סברה that we mentioned before, that you can't eat matzah mevushelet on Erev Pesach because it already had on it a shem of isur. It had a time that it was still asur to be eaten Erev Pesach before you cooked it. See, matzah shira, from the kneading of the dough, it's already a different matzah. It's already a matzah that you are allowed to eat. So from the time you baked it, you were allowed to eat it Erev Pesach. Matzah shenitbashla, we're talking about a real matzah that you took and then you cooked it. So it had a time where it was asur be'achila erev Pesach. Ukomo she'amu ka'etze b'zeh be'avodah zarah, there's a similar svara to this in Avodah Zarah, daf kavtet, b'inyan yain mebushal shel akum. Like cooked wine of a non-Jew, that the Gemara says, pshita mishum de'iv shil paka isur amine, if wine was already asur because of yain of Avodah Zarah. And then you went and you cooked it. What? Just because you cooked it, does the isur go off? The Gemara says. So that's a similar thing over here. Just like you cook, just because you cooked the matzah, does the isur of eating on Erev Pesach go off? Now Rav Ovadia argues vehemently with this svara. He asks a big kushya. He says, "V'tamua, what's the comparison here? En zeinyan leisur stam yenam sheisuro migufo." You can't compare the isur of eating matzah on Erev Pesach to the isur of drinking wine of Yain Nesech, of Stam Yenam rather. Because that is an intrinsic isur in the wine. The isur mitzad atzmo, the Yain mitzad atzmo, the wine in itself has the isur in it of Stam Yenam. Mashen kim b'isur achilat matzah, when it comes to matzah on Erev Pesach, is there any intrinsic isur in the matzah itself? Hamatzah atzma muteret. The matzah itself is mutar. Hazman gorem la. It's only something wrong with the time. The time, the fact that it's still only Erev Pesach is what causes sheteaser, that it's asur to eat kedeshiyeh ba'erev hekeo ba'achilata l'shem mitzvah, so that when you eat it at night, there is a heker that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. But there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the matzah itself. So you can't start with the whole svara. Once it had an isur on it, the isur doesn't go off. That svara you say, when the isur is beguf ha'chevtza, like istam yenam, the wine itself is asur. But the matzah itself is asur? No, what is it, non-kosher? No, it's just the timing that is off. That very matzah that you can't eat right now is going to be kasher mehadrin at night, in the night of Pesach. So you can't start with the svara, you can't use the svara over here, that kevan shechal alei isur, once the isur is chal on it, lo paka, it doesn't go off. No isur was ever chal on it. It's only in the time. Kvar amdu achonim al re'ayat ha-Bet David bazen. Many achonim already asked this on the Bet David. Kemo shekata maran achida. Maran Achida in Shelot Tshuvot Yosef Ometz asks on the Bet David from this question. B'chen katav Agon Maharach Bar David Abulafia b'Shelot Tshuvot Nishmat Chaim u'Beshut Machane David ve'od acharonim. Ulam, however, so that's one point. Gam haBet David he'ela b'maskanato. However, even the Bet David comes out le'maskana le'atir matzah shenitbashla lifnei Erev Pesach. If you cooked it before Erev Pesach, she'me'olam lo chal aleha shem isur, that it never had a shem isur on it, even the svarato, even according to the svara of the Bet David, so then even according to him, that would be mutar. V'chen iskim, Agon Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim b'shelot t'chuvot Rav Pe'alim, chelek gimel. The Ben Ish Chai has a tshuva on this, in Rav Pe'alim, siman kav zayin, chelek gimel. ואף על פי שהגאון רב שלמה קלוגר בשו"ת האלף לך שלמה העלה לאסור אכילת מצה מבושלת בערב פסח. Even though באמת we do see other poskim, רב שלמה קלוגר says it's אסור, וכן כתב מרי יוספה בספר יוסף אומץ, אולם רבו האחרונים, however the majority of the האחרונים is, שהתירו לאכול בערב פסח מצה מבושלת. ואפילו נתבשלה בערב פסח. Most האחרונים hold, מצה מבושלת, cooked מצה, even if it was cooked on ערב פסח, is mutar to be eaten on Erev Pesach. Umehem, some of the names of these achonim, Hagaon Ma'ari Molcho, Beshulchan Gavoa, Shekatav, Shenir'e, Shebatla Da'ato Shela Bet David, Shechmir, Benidbashla Be'Erev Pesach. Vipenet Da'at, Achok Yaakov, Beshem Achonim La'atir. So the Shulchan Gavoa says not, V'chene Ela Gaon, Maharab Ben Venishti Gatenyo, nice Sephardic names, בשאלות ותשובות צלע כסף, והגאון מהר"ם ישראל, בשו"ת משה ידבר, והגאון מהר"י נברו, וספר לב מבין. These beautiful holy names that Rav Ovadia introduces us to. והגאון רבי אברהם אנטבי, וספר חוכמה ומוסר, וכן דעת הגאון רבי זלמן, that's האשכנזי, of course, the בעל התניא, וכן הסכים להקל הגאון החסיד, רבי אליהו מני, וספר זיכרונות אליהו, וראה עוד להלם בסמוך. So you have many great אחרונים that we just mentioned, that argue and dismiss the Svara of the Bet David, and they say that Matzah Mevusheret is totally mutar on Erev Pesach. What about the fried matzah? Maybe that's different. Ma shekatavnu shehu adin matzah mitugenet shemuteret be'achila be'Erev Pesach. This that we said, that fried matzah is also mutar, happens to be, according to the Prime Gadim, it's not so pashut. He says, "Af al pisha Prime Gadim katav shetzarich iyun v'matza medugenet b'shemen bilvad imutar le'ochla b'erev Pesach d'shem ayotzim b'yedechova b'lel Pesach." The Prime Gadim has a safek about it, as he does a lot in his sefer. He brings cases where he just leaves it as a clear, as they call it, yeah, as a chakira, as a safek. Says, I'm not sure, maybe if it's only fried in oil, could be it doesn't lose its status vis-a-vis the mitzvah of matzah nela seder, so maybe it would not be allowed Erev Pesach. However, Rav Ovadia says, with all due respect to the safek of the Prime Gadim, ulam b'shulchan aruch agraz, the Baal HaTanya in his shulchan aruch, pshita le'atir gam v'mtugenet, says it's pashut, mtugenet, fried is mutar, chem pasak v'chaye adam, and chaye adam as well. So therefore, en sfeko shel ha-prime gadim motzi midevadai shel ha-chaonim ha-orim. Just because the prime gadim has a safek, that doesn't go and override the vadai of the chaye adam and the shulchan aruch harav. Ve'ayen b'shut shoel v'nish'al chelek dalet v'duk. All right?